That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Huron Tiger Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Getting set for our high school volleyball match here tonight at the arena. Peer Governors visiting our Huron Tigers. New head coach this year for Peer, Kerry Wheelhouse. They come in with a record of 5-6. Kerry, before we talk about your team, just give us a little bit of your background and how you became to be the head coach of Peer.
Yeah, I think I'm still trying to figure out how I became the head coach in Peer, but yeah, played volleyball under two really great coaches out in Hot Springs under the Northrops. So learned from them, and then I've always just stayed involved in the game, and this spring was involved with a little bit of some coaching with softball and doing some other things, and people were saying, you know, we needed a new head coach, and I thought, you know, why not give it a roll, and so far we're really enjoying it, and brought a couple still experienced coaches with that stayed on, and then we have another new coach and our sophomore coach, Peyton Gall, so it's been fun. We've been learning a lot, and I'm excited to be the coach and keep working with these girls.
Well, new coach, and really the way it looks to me, kind of turned over just about the entire roster from last year, too. So everybody kind of started on the same page here.
Yes. We only had about three girls that are on our current team that had any real experience at the varsity level. And so, yeah, we had a lot of turnover. But they're experienced seniors that have played together for a long time. So it was nice to come in with them having at least all already that kind of knowledge going. But, yeah, we're a young team by experience, but not by age.
How about style of play? What's when things are working? What's going well?
Things are working. We got a pretty good power hitter in the middle with Campbell Cronin. And when things are working, we're just not letting balls touch the ground, and we're aggressive on our serves. And then our block at the net is one thing that has made a real difference for us this year.
Scott, report on the Huron Tigers.
Yeah, so they've got some different, they're a younger team too, and don't have a ton of experience, it looks like, from what I've seen, but they're scrappy, and we know that they're going to not let anything drop. They're going to keep working hard on every single ball that we send across the net, so we got to make sure that we are staying ready for those balls to come back across and not be on our heels.
And finally, we're second week of October now, not that far away. You can see that postseason. What are some of the things you want to see your kids work on so things are going their best in November?
Yeah, so some of the things is just finishing a game from start to beginning. It seems like if we start a game off really well, then we finish badly. If we start off badly, we finish really well. So trying to put together that three-set game and take it from the very beginning to the very last point.
Kerry Wheelhouse, head coach of Peer, will take this community campus timeout on Dakota Sports.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree?
We'll go with Josh in 3, 2, and 1.
At just $40 per credit hour plus fees, HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
This Huron Tiger moment is 1984 graduate Rod DeHaven. DeHaven was MVP at the state track meet in both 1983 and 84, winning the 1600 and 3200 meter runs both years, anchoring the winning 4x800 meter relay. He was unbeaten as a senior in cross country. He then went to South Dakota State. He was a Division II national champion there. DeHaven also ran the marathon for the United States at the 2000 Summer Olympics in Sydney, Australia.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The Tiger Coach Interview is brought to you by The Scoreboard, downtown Huron. Enjoy fantastic burgers and basket meals, plus their many big screen TVs. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Continue our pregame as we talk to Josh Lane, head coach of our Huron Tigers. And Coach Lane is brought to you by the Scoreboard on 3rd Street, downtown Huron. Tigers hosting Pierre tonight. Record of 4-9. Went to Lincoln last week. And, Coach, I know the last set and a half kind of got back to playing Tiger volleyball. We just need that full match from everybody.
We do. And we talk about that. The day that we all can figure out how to play our best volleyball on the same day, we're going to be ridiculously competitive in this AA environment, but we're just not there yet. And for whatever reason that is, I'd probably make a lot of money if I could figure it out easily. But the reality today is we've went back. We had a couple championship level practices the last two times we were on this floor, practicing hard with the JV and the varsity. And so hopefully metaphorically, we get off the bus here and we get ready to play off the first whistle, and we can control the tempo of the match instead of having Lincoln just kind of control it for us.
Now, Pierre comes in tonight 5-6, and actually a good start for them considering a new coach comes in, and really they turned over a majority of their roster, but they do have a few weapons back from last year and some hungry younger players as well.
Yeah, if you look at the kids who are going to play some significant role in their offense, they're upperclassmen, they're seniors. That doesn't necessarily mean that they've got a ton of experience, and especially when a coach throws in a new style of offense and maybe even an injury in there to a starter in the last couple of weeks. But the reality is they're growing and learning about each other every day just like we are. And so I really see this being very competitive. They're a lot like us. They would like to use their middles more, but their passing determines whether they can or can't. They're going to rely heavily on their outside hitters. And so I think you're going to see a lot of the same. It's like looking in the mirror trying to figure out, whose kids are going to really play a cleaner game today to see if, we can impact the scoreboard positively on our side for sure.
And to wrap it up with this, I think the word you just said there, cleaner, I think that's what we're really striving for. Shore up the pass, shore up the serve, receive, the blocking. Those are the areas where there's definite room for improvement, and I think we're starting to see some of that improvement.
I think we are too, and we worked hard this week getting Chloe and Sam into some of those quicker sets, and Jensi understands the dynamic of who we want to get the ball when, and the reality is we spent a lot of time with Hilton and Maddie and Addie and those kids on our forearms trying to make sure that we keep the ball in system as long as possible. And it's a cliche in our game, right? You play as good as you pass. And I think tonight we've done everything we can to make sure we are better than we were last time out. And the only thing you can hope at that point is that your best is enough. So that's what we're aiming for tonight.
Josh Lean, head coach of the Tigers. Again, our Tiger coach is brought to you by the Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron. Here on Community Campus, timeout on Dakota Sports.
Arlena and the entire crew of the Scoreboard invite you to come in for lunch or dinner. Stop in at the Scoreboard, located at 56 3rd Street Southeast in Huron. Featuring a full menu, and check out their website at scoreboardhuron.com. Whether it's college football or the NFL, you can watch all the exciting action on one of their many big screen TVs. Scoreboard also has a sideline baker room for your next event. Call 352-7580. Have a good time with old friends at the Scoreboard Bar and Grill. Now, go get them, Tigers.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cow. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The Huron Tigers Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 500 4th Street Northeast in Huron, or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
You just got a quote from a company and are now being billed for not choosing them. Many contracts have what's referred to as a contingency agreement. These typically state that if you don't go with them, you, after insurance has approved the repair work, will be charged a percentage of the job they quoted. Ask up front if they charge to provide an estimate. Never sign anything that you haven't fully read or understand. If you have any questions, reach out to the South Dakota Office of Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Madeline Grace, I'm number one. I'm a senior, and I play defensive specialist. Reagan Bischoff, number two, freshman center. I'm Ashlyn Grace, I'm number three. I'm a senior, and I play defensive specialist. Jesse Gergen, junior, number four, center. Sam A. Mortis, five, senior, middle. Alexis Ziegeldorf, right side, seven, senior. Chloe Carr, six, middle hitter, junior. Hilton Hines, number nine, junior, libero. Kate Sharon, 10, senior, and outside hitter. Kimden Fuchs, number 11, sophomore, outside hitter. Kyla Pesky, number 12, junior, right side. Maddie Jurgens, 15, CS, senior. Tavara Dreyer, 16, senior, right side hitter.
Addie Knight, 17, outside hitter, sophomore.
Allie Davis, number 18, outside hitter, junior.
Haley Rogers, number 19, DS, junior.
Kirsten DeGeese, number 20, DS, senior.
Karen Kess, number 21, DS.
She's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year. And the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening. Back at the Huron Arena getting set for Huron Pier Volleyball. 7 minutes after 7 o'clock on KIJV AM-FM in Huron. Here's the girls we expect on the floor for Pier. Kira Gossman, a senior. Ava Swinson, a senior defensive specialist. Ellie Brower, senior setter. Sloan Waldron, junior setter defensive specialist. Hadley Hart, junior defensive specialist. Savannah Fullerton, senior middle. Grace Hatton, senior libero. J.C. Bauer, senior outside. Campbell Crowan, senior middle. Molly Olson, sophomore setter. Addie Soma, sophomore setter. Huron Tigers head coach Josh Lean. Girls we expect on the floor, Jency Gergen, junior setter. Samantha Magmoradeth, senior middle. Chloe Carr, junior middle. Hilton Hines, junior libero. Maddie Jurgens, senior defensive specialist. Aurora Dreyer, senior right side. Addie Knight, sophomore outside. Allie Davis, junior outside. Haley Rogers, junior serving specialist. We'll get to our officials coming up as we are about ready to go. As Huron wearing the pink tops again tonight, Pierre wearing their black tops with green numbers and letters and green and a little white trim around everything. Officials for our game are back by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our game tonight, Dave Besty of Brookings, the R1. Annika Russell is the R2. Jen Fuchs, Hayden Grandpre are the line judges. Or excuse me, it's not Jen Fuchs. It's Jeremy Noyes and Hayden Grandpre. They are the law on the court. And they're back by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. So here we go. Got the lineup checks in place. The liberos are on the floor and ready for Huron Tiger Volleyball. Again, good evening. I'm Jeff Duffy here at the Huron Arena. So getting everybody all situated here. Hilton Hines will have the opening serve for the Huron Tigers as our match gets underway. Just about 10 minutes late. Serve goes to the back row, played by Ava Swenson. Set in the middle and nobody really home. Saved, though, by Hanton. Here's the set, the tip across, handled in the back line by Swenson, and hit across and right inside the antenna. Nice placement there by Pier, and I believe, yep, that was number 24, Addie Soma, that gets the first kill, and she had to get that inside the pin there off the right side. Pier leads 1-0. Pier will serve, and Soma will step back, do the honors. Serve received, Davis. Set by Gergen. Here's Knight off that left side. Dig by Soma, kept off the net, freeballed by Hanton right to Hines. Back set, Magmordeth right side, blocked at the net, save, third hit. Going to be a free ball by Knight and just snuck it over the top of the net. It hit all of the net and rolled over, and Pierre ended up with an illegal hit. One of those, I'd rather be lucky than good. That is a kill, though, for Addie Knight. And we're tied at one. Jency Gergen will serve now for Huron. Pierre runs some unorthodox things on offense. They'll throw two or three different setters at us. There's the ace. Gergen dropped it right in front of Ava Swenson. Huron has the lead, 2-1. Just underway here at the arena. Gergen will serve again for Huron. Serve received, kind of shank. Pierre gets it under control. They'll free ball with Brewers. Set in the middle, punched across by Meg Moradeth. Handled by Swenson. From the middle, Pierre hits it into the net, hitting air by Fullerton. And Huron goes up 3-1. Gergen serving, try to keep momentum going for Huron. Serve received by Hanton. Set in the middle. The hit goes way long. No touch, hitting air that time by J.C. Bauer. And Huron a 4-0 run to go up 4-1 here in set one. Gergen again with the serve. Hanton comes up to get it. Over pass. Nope. Into the net. And we have a whistle. Pierre in the net. And Huron is up 5-1. So Huron catching some early momentum here. Gergen again with the serve. And another ace drops that right at the feet of Ava Swenson. A pair of aces for Jency Gergen, and Huron goes up 6-1. Good run here by Huron to open things up. Short serve this time, shanked by the front row player, Bauer. 7-1, that's three aces in this rotation for Jency Gergen. That's how you build momentum. Keep it going, Gergen again with the serve. To the corner. Swenson goes down to get it in the middle. Going to be free-balled into the corner. J.C. Bauer just found an open spot in the corner. Nobody was home for Huron. Breaks the 7-0 run by Huron at 7-2. Huron leads. Pierre breaks the serve, and Fullerton will serve for Pierre. And serves it long. Service error. And Huron gets the point right back. It's 8-2, and that takes Addison Knight to the service line for the Huron Tigers. Knight jump serve, played in the back row by Waldron. Here's the set off the left side, blocked at the net by Meg Moradeth. Sent ahead, Davis from the middle, taps it to the corner. Hanton tries to get control, third hit. Swenson will free ball right to Hines. Back set for Dreyer, up and pound it down. Huron had the offense clicking again. Perfect set from Gergen to Dreyer. Aurora with her first kill, 9-2. Huron early on. Serve to the corner. Swenson went down to get it. Kept alive. Hit off the left side by Cronin. Huron sets. Here comes Dreyer again. Through the block. Dug out by Hanton. And Pierre gets it across. Set in the middle for Meg Moradeth. Into the net. Hitting air. Huron 9-3. Pierre gets one back. That is a kill for Meg Moradeth. I thought it stayed on the Huron side of the net. It did not. 10-2. That's a kill for Meg Moradeth. Served by Huron. Set in the middle for Cronin. Goes long. Huron did get a hand on the block. That'll be a kill for Cronin. Now it's 11-3. Cronin with her first kill. Checking to the front row, Kira Gossman for Pierre. Serving for the Governors is J.C. Bauer. Bauer. Hines goes down to get it. Here's the bump left side. The hit by Davis. Pierre gets under control, but just going to have to free ball with Hanton, and she free balls it too long. 12-3. Huron continues to open the lead. Chloe Carr into the front row for Huron. And checking in to serve for Huron, the serving specialist, Haley Rogers. Huron's one rotation where Hilton Hines has a seat. 11-3. Huron building an early lead in set one. Serve receive back row. Here's the back set. Right side hit Cronin. Block. Saved by Dreyer off the net. Third hit. Huron gets it across. Great hustle by Rogers. Here's the hit. Goes out. Some great hustle. Huron kept it alive. Now it's 12-3. I'm off by one somewhere. 12-3 Pierre or Huron. That's what we'll go with. Pierre going to use a timeout. Huron builds an early lead. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Timeout by Huron Community Campus. Get your $40 credit hours for in-person classes at Huron Community Campus. Girls Class A tennis, Huron Tigers placed fifth as a team with 294 points. Best finish, third place for Idella Meyer, six flight singles, and Madeline Kleinshauser and Meyer, third flight doubles. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Hit by Bossman, misplayed in the back row by Huron. Pierre will get another point back, and it's 12-4. Kira Gossman gets her first kill. We'll run down some more of those tennis results when we get a chance. Also, our lower levels. James Valley Christian boys soccer won their opening round match of the Class A playoffs, defeating St. Thomas More 3-1 this afternoon. They're in the semifinals on Saturday. Molly Olson serving for Pierre. Serve received Davis. Here's the hit blocked back by Pierre. That was Cronin who got the block on Carr. Campbell Cronin gets the block kill for Pierre, and it's 12-5 Huron. And again, Molly Olson on the serve. Serve receive. Knight over to get it. Back set. Here's Dreyer again with that quick. That time dug out by Olson. Pass ahead. They hit off the left side. Back row to Hines. Back set. Here's the tip by Dreyer and shanked by Hatton. Good touch there that time by Aurora. Pierre thought the hammer was coming. She went with the touch shot instead. Dreyer with her second kill, 13-5 Huron. Dreyer comes off the floor, and Mandy Juergens in to serve and play back row. Juergens sends it back row. Couple girls come together, kept off the net. Huron bumps it ahead. Davis left side to the corner, knocks it home. Allie Davis, her first kill. And Huron extends the lead to 14-5. Huron has controlled this first set. Juergens with the serve and goes long. Service error, first of the night for Huron. 14-6, Pierre gets one back. One service error apiece. Grace Hatton, libero, serving for Pierre. Libro, I say it both ways. From the net, set by Gergen. Here's Carr coming left to right, dug out in the back row. Pierre gets control. We'll hit it back row, and boy, Pierre has really struggled getting the hits in accurately. Another hitting error there, and Huron up 15-6 in set one. Allie Davis back to serve for Huron. And again goes long, a little limbo action by Molly Olson, 15-7. So back-to-back service errors by Huron. 15-7, Huron still leading. Back in for Pierre, Ava Swenson. She'll serve and play back row for the Governors. Serve, and oh, that drops in for an ace. Maddie Juergens shuffled back a bit, then tried to come forward, and it just dropped right at her feet. First ace of the evening for Pierre. That comes from Ava Swenson. 15-8, Huron. Serve, and Davis goes down to get that one. Bumped ahead. Knight coming off the left side. Two-end tip up in the air, and it just kind of fooled Olson. Addie kind of just put some air under it on a two-hand tip, and Pier just didn't play it well at all. Second kill for Addie Knight, 16-8, Huron up by 8. And Hilton Hines serving. Huron's made a complete rotation. Hatton serve received from the middle, tip into the net. Fullerton jumped way too early on the quick set. On the air, Huron goes up 17-8 in set one. Hines again serving, far into the floor from me. Hines sends it back row, Hatton, set to the left, hit by Pier, and going to be slammed back, overpass by Huron, and Pier played that well. That was Savannah Fullerton, just took advantage of the overpass and slapped it back. 17-9 Huron. Browers into the front row for Pier. Serving for Pier is Addie Soma. Into the net, service error. Huron gets the point right back. It's 18-9. Each team now has a pair of service errors. Chintzy Gergen to serve for Huron. I believe Bauer is back into the front row for Pier. Dreyer's back into the front row for Huron. Gergen takes it to the corner. Misplayed for an ace. Swenson let the ball play her. And Jency Gergen now four aces here in the first set. And Huron, I believe this is their biggest lead, 10 points, 19-9, here in set number one. Another service error by Huron, 19-10. Pier has 10 points, and three have come off short serves by Huron. Or I guess two short, one long. Serving for Pier is Fullerton. Played by Hines, back row. Gergen will set in the middle, tipped with the left hand by Dreyer. Pier can attack here. Right side and found the back line. Kill for Bauer. 19-11 Huron in set one. Fullerton serving for Pier. Played by Hines. Here comes the quick set across, and Jency Gergen just got Pier flat-footed on the quick set on the second hit. First kill for Gergen. Huron up 20-11, and Addie Knight serving for the Huron Tigers. Knight sends it back row to Swenson. Back set, right side hit Bauer, dug out by Huron. Back set, Dreyer coming off the right side, tipped at the net, punched by Swenson, overpass. Here's the set, left side Davis with the hit, down the line, shanked in the back row by Swenson. And Huron back up by 10, 21-11, second kill for Allie Davis of the Huron Tigers. Knight preparing to serve. Short serve, and Swenson comes up to get it, and they do slap it across. Set in the middle, Meg Moradeth with the tip to the corner, but Hanton was there. Set in the middle for Cronin, and Huron can't come up with the dig. Campbell Cronin with her third kill. 21-12. Huron's lead at 9. Gossman will check back in, play front row for Pier. And stepping back to serve is J.C. Bauer. 21-12, Huron up 9, have led this entire first set except for 1-0. Gergen sets across, Davis left side through the block, shanked ahead and outside the antenna. Allie Davis with the good swing. She's got three kills. And Huron again up by 10, 22-12, 3 points from closing the match out, or the set out. Haley Rogers, serving specialist, on the floor for Huron. Hines out for this rotation. Serve to the corner, shanked in the back row. Nice save, though, and the Governors will get it across to Rogers. Gergen with the set and going to be tipped across by Dreyer. Timing wasn't there, but they did get it across. Slap back into the net by Pier. And Huron 2 points away now at 23-12. Rogers looking to close it out here. Huron needs two more points. Send it back row. Little knuckleball goes long. 23-13. Fourth service error by Huron here in the first set. Back in for Pier is Soma, I believe. And on to serve for the Governors is Molly Olson. lineup shakeup there. Now we serve back row tonight. Gergen will back set. Dreyer right side. Blocked at the net. No forehand attack. Hit the net. And Pierre back to within single digits at 23-14. Molly Olson again to serve. Serve received. Shanked by Davis. 23-15. Second ace of the set for Pierre. And Olson will try to build some momentum for the green side. I guess more black than green tonight. Serve, back row Davis. Here's the hit off the net. Free balled by Knight. Pierre can set it up. Set in the middle. The hit by Cronin. Nice dig by Hine. Saved by Knight. Going to be a free ball by Davis. Pierre can set it up again from the net. Back set, right side. Tip by Soma, but out. Pierre just looked like they were a little off center there. And Huron's at set point, 24-15. Maddie Juergens to serve and play back row for Huron. Serve, a short one. Hanton comes up to get it. Quick set across, blocked by Carr. Played off the net. Now Carr will hit third hit. Blocked back. Or did Huron almost saved it. Will be a block kill for Cronin. She's got four kills here in the first set. Remains set point. But the serve now rolls over to Pierre and Grace Hanton. 24-16, Huron leading in set one, trying to put it away here. Serve received Juergens. Here's the set in the middle. The tip across by Carr and blocked at the net again by Pierre. Block kill by Fullerton, 24-17. And set point three for Huron, trying to push this one off. Serve back row, there's Hines, kind of a shank. Gergen chases it down, hit by Davis into the middle. Hanton there, set to the left. Gossman dug out by Knight. Quick set across by Gergen. Pierre gets control, sends it to the corner. Hines there, bumped ahead by Gergen. Hit left side, Knight through the block and over the block. And Huron will take set one on the Davis kill, 25-17. Huron up, one set to none. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes, two on Dakota Sports.
Panic SCI Regenerative Certified and Conventional Crop Production. Balancing biology with fertility, they offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Sea Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, they offer in-person classes, $40 per credit hour, the best value in higher education in South Dakota at Huron Community Campus. Stuart Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update, lower levels today. JV Huron wins 25-19, 18-25, 15-9, and Huron took the sophomore match 25-19 and 16. In boys soccer, James Valley Christian advances to the Class A semifinals, 3-1 win over St. Thomas More. Class A girls tennis today, Huron Tigers placed fifth as a team, 294 points. Two third place finishes, Idella Meyer, six flight singles. Meyer and Madeline Kleinsasser, third flight doubles. Fourth place finishes in the singles, Ann Claire Rubish, first flight. Sagley, second flight. Ann Hook in the third flight. Sagley, Pa Claire Moo were fourth in second flight doubles. Fifth place finish, Pa Claire Moo, fourth flight singles. And Ann Claire Rubish and Hook in first flight doubles. Sixth place finish, Madeline Kleinsasser, fifth flight singles. That is your state tennis results for the Huron Tigers. And that is the Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Solid start for Huron. Only trailed 1-0 after that, built the lead, and just never let Pierre get much momentum, winning that first set 25-17. So, see if Huron can keep momentum here, as Pierre will have the serve first with Molly Olson. Olson back row, Juergens. Here's the back set. Right side Carr goes back. Line goes too long and 1-0 lead for Pierre, just like the first set started. Hitting air by Huron. Olson is set to serve. Serve back row. Davis there, going to be bumped by Juergens. Knight from the middle pops it back row right to Hanton. Here's the ascent, the hit right side by Bauer. Going to be tipped across by Juergens. Pierre able to get over to it, but then hit it out. Nice play by Jency Juergens. She's had a solid start to this match. Gets the kill there. She's got two kills to go along with her four aces. We're tied at one in set two. Meg Moradeth into the front row for Huron. Hilton Hines serving. Hines to the back row, played by Pierre. There's the dig. Nice play by Hines off the Huron block. Going to be bumped across by Knight. Pierre can set it up again. Set across to the left side, Bauer. Dug out again by Hines. Back set across by Juergens. And the dig goes into the stands. And Jency Juergens has really been solid here. She gets the kill there on the quick set. I have her for three kills and four aces. 2-1 lead here on Hines serving. Takes something off it. They get up to it. Going to be free balled by Soma. Here's the bump by Hines. Left side hit by Knight to the corner. Swenson there. Bump to the left for Bauer. And, oh, nice. Nope, almost got there. Looked like a nice dig by Hines, but it actually got shanked into the back wall. We're tied at two. J.C. Bauer, her third kill, first of this set. Fullerton serving for the Governors. Sends it back row to Davis. Here's the quick set across by Juergens. Pierre and scramble. They get up to it. Going to be tipped. Blocked by Meg Moradeth. And Huron can't clean it off the net. Give the kill to Cronin. She has five kills. And Pierre up 3-2 in set two. Serve again by Fullerton. Serve received Davis. Back set. Right side. Meg Moradeth through the block. Nice dig by Fullerton, I believe. Left side, Bauer will put it to the corner and miss hit by Huron. Chased down by Hines. Free balled by Juergens, but hits it out. Huron got in scramble mode and just nobody could catch up to it. And Pierre has their first two-point lead at 4-2 in set two. Savannah Fullerton again on the serve. Serve received for Davis. Juergens will set in the middle. The hit by Meg Moradeth drills it to the corner. There, Huron got the offense set up and got the quick going. Samantha Meg Moradeth, her second kill, and Huron back within 4-3. Juergens steps back to serve for the Huron Tigers. Serve to the corner, a little knuckleball again handled by Pierre. The hit by Cronin goes long. Was there a touch? There was not. Hitting air for Pierre, and we're tied at four. Was a nice dig back there by Ava Swenson, but the hit went long for Cronin. Juergens serving, takes something off that one. Swenson comes up to get it. Back set, right side hit Bauer. Tigers block it with Meg Moradeth. Set four, Sam. She'll pop it back row and misplayed in the back row by Swenson. And Huron regains the lead at 5-4. Meg Moradeth, her third kill in basically two in a row here in the second set. 5-4 Huron in set two. Juergens takes something off it again. Hanton comes over to get it. Right side hit Bauer, and that's going to be shanked into the back. Bauer will get the kill. She's got four, two in each set. We're tied up five in set two. Bauer will step back to serve now for Pierre Gossman into the front row for the Governors. Serve, there's Hines set to the left. Meg Moradeth with the hit to the corner. Sam Meg Moradeth starting to pick it up. It really comes with the set right on target. Meg Moradeth with four kills, and three of the first 6 points here in the second set have been kills by Samantha. Here on up one, and Knight serving for the Tigers. Serve received. Back set. Right side hit Cronin. Dug out by Hines. Saved by Juergens. Third hit. Can we get it inside the antenna? We did. Nice play by Dreyer. Hit at the net. Slap back by Davis. Pierre comes on the attack. Right side Soma. Back row right to Hines. Juergens will set. Here's Davis left side blocked. Pierre digs it out. Quick set across by Soma. Good play by Soma. She kind of drew everybody to the middle and then just hit it over her head. Soma with her second kill, and we're tied at six in set two. Front row for Pierre is Ellie Browers. Serving is Addie Soma. Back row, serve received Knight. Quick set across. Pierre digs it out, and Hanton will just free ball to the corner and Knight. Set to the left, Davis goes up, hits, tipped at the net. Pierre digs it out. Set across to the left side, Gossman goes over the block, dug out by Gergen. Bumped ahead, Davis left side, pops it back row to Hanton. Pierre sets again from the middle, Cronin. Megmordeth got a block on it. Set four, Megmordeth, her hit through the block, and Pierre won't get to it. Megmordeth first got the block, and then got it set right back up to her. Four kills this set for Megmordeth. And here on up, 7-6. Megmordeth now slips out of the front row as Haley Rogers comes in for her serving specialist gig. 7-6 here on leading in set two. Here on took the first set. 25-17, Kurtz Heating and Cooling. Scoreboard update. Rogers serves into the net. We're tied at seven. Fifth service error on Huron. First of this set. That brings Hines back on the floor for Huron. And Hanton, libero for Pierre, is serving. Davis serve received. Bumped by Gergen. Free ball by Hines. Pierre can set it up here from the net. Back set, right side hit, blocked but out. That'll be a kill for Browers. Her first kill, really about one of her first attempts at the net. Didn't know she was left-handed till right there. Pierre regains the lead at 8-7 in set two. Hanton serving for Pierre. In the corner, Davis. Set in the middle, Carr. She'll pop it back row. Pierre digs it out. Quick set across. Going to be bumped by Carr. And who's going to take control? Knight does. Pierre will set again from the net. From the middle this time, Fullerton, dug out by Gergen. Pass ahead, Davis off the left side, back row, and dropped it in. Pierre thought it was going to go out, I believe, and it fell in a good foot inside the line. Davis, I have her for five kills. We're tied at eight in set two. Maddie Jurgens to serve and play back row for the Huron Tigers. High serve, back row, played by Pierre. That was Hart, back set. Here's the tip, blocked by Davis. Block kill for Allie Davis, and Huron regains the lead at 9-8. Allie Davis, Samantha Megmordeth, starting to make some noise here at the net. Jurgens serving for Huron. Back row, played by Hart, kind of went sideways with it. They'll get it up ahead and just free ball it. And, oh, Hines hesitated, did get over to it, set. Davis with the hit, finds the corner again. Allie Davis starting to pick it up at the net. Davis with seven kills, three in this set. Here on up, 10-8 in set two. Jurgens again lines up the serve. Puts it back row. Couple girls come together off the net. Pierre can't play it. He kind of had two girls coming together, Sloan Waldron along with Hanton. And that'll be an ace for Huron. And Huron goes up 11-8. Pierre wants a timeout. We'll take a community campus timeout. 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
The right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, they offer courses through Northern State University. 11-8, Huron leading on a 4-0 run. Timeout by Pierre after the Jurgens ace. Jurgens will serve again. Shanked again from the front row. Nice save by Hart, and Pierre will free ball it. Gergen from the net will set. Here's Davis, has the hot hand, drills it in the corner again. 12-8 here on. Allie Davis with four kills this set, had four in the first set. When Huron has set up the offense, they've had success tonight, especially to Davis and Meg Moradeth. Little knuckleball serve. I could see the little change in direction in air there, and that will be another ace for Juergens, misplayed by Hart. And Huron builds the lead up to 13-8. Juergens flies it back row. Hart on the serve receive. Come up to get it. Free ball to cross by Pierre to Davis. Here's the set. Davis with the hit again through the block. Rolls it in the middle. 14-8. Huron on a 7-0 run. Allie Davis has been swinging strong. Pierre's going to a sub in with Ava Swenson, I believe. As Juergens looks to keep momentum going for Huron. 7-0 run by the Tigers. Serve back row. Again goes backwards with it, but Pierre chases down Hanton, and they'll free ball into the front row with Fullerton. Set for Davis. Why not? Through the block. 15-8. Allie Davis, I have her for six kills in this set. And 10 for the night. And she's had the hammer down in this 8-0 run by Huron. Short serve handled by Swenson. Pierre just going to free ball. Don't get anything set up. Gergen will back set. This time Carr tips it into the back row. Played by Hart. Free ball by Hanton. Back row Hines. Here's the set. Here comes Davis again. The tip this time into the net. That time she was trying to finesse it. Instead of hitting it hard, just hit it on the opposite side in the front and just didn't get anything on it, and that breaks the Huron run. It's 15-9 Pierre, 8-0 run by Huron. Swenson serving, serve receive Hines. Back set Carr, her hit, blocked. Little hesitation, Pierre gets control, third hit, they're just going to free ball it. Hines there from the net, Gergen will back set. Here comes Carr, back row, too long. 15-10. Pierre gets a couple of points back after the Huron run. Ava Swenson serving. Ava was giving Huron a few problems with her serving in set one. Juergens handles that one. Quick set across by Gergen. Pierre digs it out. Set to the left. The hit by Bauer. Dug out by Hines. Set across. Davis again off that left side. Back to the corner. Too long. And now Pierre on a 3-0 run to pull within 15-11. 8-0 run by Huron, now 3-0 run by Pierre. Huron could really stand to break Swenson's serve. That breaks it into the net. Service error, Pierre. First one of this set. Huron goes back up by 5, 16-11. Third service error on Pierre. First one this set. Davis now back to serve for Huron. Knight rotates into the front row. Short serve, Hanton there. To the left, Bauer will hit. Tigers got a block on it. Carr keeps it alive. Hit by Knight off the top of the net. Pierre will set. Left side, Bauer goes with the tip. Block, but out. I think Gergen actually got the block on it, but it was well out. Bauer will get the kill. She's got 5-3 in this set. 16-12. Pierre trying to tighten it back up in set two, with Huron leading 1-0. Molly Olson to serve for Pierre, so Pierre's made a complete rotation. Olson serving for the second time. Back set, right side Carr with the hit, back row. Pierre able to dig it out, pass ahead. Hanton just going to have to free ball it, and does. Knight is there. Set in the middle. Here's Carr with the hit through the block, powers it through. Chloe Carr with her first kill. And Huron gets the lead back up to 5, 17-12. Hilton Hines will serve. Meg Moradeth back in, rotates in the front row as Carr rotates out. Hines serves short. Hanton there. Here's the hit from the middle. Blocked by Meg Moradeth. Samantha Meg Moradeth has her fifth kill of the set. And Huron back up by 6, 18-12. Meg Moradeth with 5 kills. Davis with 6 in this set. Hines serving. And it falls into the corner. Not sure what Swenson was thinking. She acted like it was going to go long, and it was a couple of feet in. 19-12. Huron back up by 7. Hines with her first ace of the night. Serve to the corner, played by Olsen. Here's the pass. Olsen just going to have to free ball up here, just not getting their offense set up. Set in the middle, Meng Mardeth powers it through the block. 20-12 Huron. I have Meng Mardeth with 6 kills this set and Davis with 6. And Huron extending the lead, I believe, biggest lead now of the set, 20-12. Hines serving, little knuckleball, overpass. Knight knocks it back into the net. Pierre can't get control of it, and Huron up 21-12. Pierre going to burn their second and final timeout here. 21-12, Huron leading in set two, up 1-0. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
The feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, they offer in-person classes, $40 per credit hour, best value in higher education in South Dakota at Huron Community Campus. Here on another nice run here to lead 21-12 after Pierre had cut the gap a little there, got it to 4 at one point. Off the timeout, Hines serving. Soma is there, set from the net, quick set across. Davis digs it out, set for Knight, her hit left side. Dug out by Bauer, bump ahead. Bauer will hit off the left side, back row to Hines. Gergen back sets, Meg Mardeth right side through the block. Pierre shanks it out. They got the dig, but the second hit went way off to the right. 22-12, Huron has now built the 10-point lead. Hines serving as Huron looks to close out set two. Serve to the corner. That'll be an ace for Hines as Soma couldn't lean over into it. 23-12. Huron has served aggressively. 4 aces in this set. They had 4 in the first set, I think, too. 23-12. Huron 2 points away. High short serve. Serve received Pierre. Set to the left. Soma will tip back row to Hines. Set across for Knight. She'll hit up the middle. Hanton there. Pierre flat-footed. Gets to it, and they'll free ball it across. Set, quick set across by Gergen, and Pierre just sat frozen as it fell right in the campfire. Gergen, her third kill, and Huron at set point, 24-12. Huron's on a, trying to see how big of a run that is. Well, we're serving, so we'll think about that later. Here's the block. Is that over the net? Nope, into the net, Pierre, and Huron takes set two, 25-12. Huron up. 2-0. Community campus timeout of 2 minutes, 2 on Dakota Sports.
Every day of the week. For delivery or carryout, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porish a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.